Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need for only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken away from her." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate the memorial of Saint Martha, the sister of Mary, and also sister of Lazarus. As we celebrate her, one very striking striking thing about Martha is that we could see in her someone who has lived the theological virtues of faith, hope, and charity to a heightened level. So she's a virtuous woman. In the first reading, St. John told us clearly that whoever loved God is in God. God is love. And we could see this in the life of Martha, love of God. By the reception he gave to Jesus Christ, invited Jesus Christ to her home, we could see that she has love. And that is what the world needs. That is what neighbors need. That is what every one of us need. And God knows how important love is in our life, that he sent his only begotten son. So we could see in our life love. And also we could see also faith, great faith. Especially when his brother Lazarus died. In the Gospel of St. John, which is also an alternative gospel today. You know, Martha was the one that invited Jesus Christ to her home. "Come, my brother is dead, but I know that you can do something. I'm very sure about it. I know that you are the resurrection and the life." And her proclamation can be seen as similar to that of Peter, when Peter was able to reveal Christ. God put in Peter, the person revealed to Peter who Christ is. He proclaimed him as the Son of God. So Martha knew very well. She had no doubt about Jesus Christ. She believed. And even when Lazarus was dead, when Jesus Christ didn't arrive at the time Martha wanted it, Martha still believed that Jesus Christ can do something, and something was done. So we could see that she has hope, and that is so important in our life. We cannot lose hope at all. Keep hoping in God, because in him is the fullness of everything. So we keep hoping. And also in the life of Martha, we could see activity, helping, serving. And no one is perfect. And in the service of the Lord, whenever we get close to the Lord in service, we get more revelation about ourselves, about something that we need to do. And Jesus Christ taught her an important lesson. Service is good. Reaching out is good. But there is also an important aspect of our life, which is contemplation, which is sitting down at the feet of Jesus Christ and listening, getting wisdom. And that will help you in the service. And so our Lord Jesus Christ taught Martha that aspect of her life, sitting down in prayer, in listening, in discernment. So my brothers and my sisters in Christ, We ask Martha to intercede for us in our reception of the Lord and also in listening to our Lord whenever he has something to tell us about an aspect of our life.